Kevin, to say that was a fairly eventful day, but you're out in front.
We're making it a wee bit hard work for ourselves, but with a cleaner run that time, the car's not handling 100%, but we should have it all sorted now for the morning. But other than that, we're happy enough.
So at the end of stage three, a couple of incidents and a bit of goodwill shown as well.
Thanks to the lads that took the section the whole way back in the boot of their car. Only for that, we wouldn't have got out again. It's great to get it back in. They just got it in the nick of time as well.
Now, in service at the end of Friday's six stages, plenty of activity around the car, but you're not unduly concerned.
No, kind of a few wee bits to sort out in the front, but we know what's wrong and it's easy enough to fix, so we're happy enough.
Now, your overall feeling after what's been, a more demanding six stages than would normally be the case, purely because of the weather?
The heat is affecting it. There are a lot of loose gravel out there, especially the second time round, and you can see the tyres starting to melt, especially under braking in places. So you can make a mistake very easily.
And from a driver and co-driver's point of view, it's obviously more tiring with that excessive heat.
Oh, definitely. You need to get plenty of fluids into you, so you're sweating quite a bit, and keep drinking and keep going.
So the plan for Saturday's eight stages, as things stand, what's your take on things?
We're happy enough. We can push on the morning again if we get the front of the car all sorted. So I think we have a bit of lead. I'm not even sure. It's not huge because we probably hemorrhaged a small bit of time there this evening. But we'll be into more familiar territory now tomorrow. And definitely tomorrow evening and Sunday is more suited to the car than the first half of the rally would be.
And finally, just bringing the rally back to Inishowen 2 years in a row now, they couldn't have been more contrasting, but it's certainly a great place. Some of the people saying, you know, Malinhead, it's right up there as good a stage as any.
There are good stages. Malinhead's absolutely fantastic stage. The second one, Manmore, probably wouldn't be my favourite, but it's still a good stage. Compared to anywhere else in the country, they're all great stages. We're enjoying it.